The figures are from 2009. Of the 146 murders in the state that year, 79 of the victims were black, and most of them, 66, were young black men. Most, 60%, knew their killer. Josh Sugarman heads the Washington, D.C.-based Violence Policy Center that produced the report. He says gun control laws are the key to reducing the number of young black men getting shot.
The states with the lowest gun death rates overall have far more comprehensive gun control laws, lower rates of gun ownership compared to states that have more lax or sometimes almost non-existent gun laws on the state level and higher rates of gun ownership.
But Madison Police Chief Noble Ray says limiting access to guns is only part of the solution. He says young black men have become disillusioned with the criminal justice system, and too many are involved in a violent subculture where guns are seen as the ultimate equalizer.
And the subculture is that as opposed to getting into a confrontation and harming you, you know, I want to do the ultimate. And we've got to move away from that. And that is something that needs to be addressed directly in a personal responsibility with African-American males, because they're killing each other.
Ray says his department is trying to do that through gang intervention techniques. He says there is some good news. The homicide rate is lower than it could be, thanks to advances in emergency health care technology that now save many gunshot victims who would have died in the past. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.